This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype usernames, lrn.fm. Maybe you want to talk about secession? Well, it's in the news with Catalonia taking a major step in the process of possibly seceding from Spain, which is pretty exciting. We'll tell you about that. And in other international headlines, Mexico's Supreme Court has declared individuals have the right to consume and cultivate marijuana. And I know our guest co-host Rich Paul will have some nice things, I'm sure, to say about that. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you. Otherwise, here tonight, we're doing a little shuffling of co-hosts. Rich will be joining us on Monday nights from this point forward. And we should have an interesting set of co-hosts for Friday night, but I don't want to spoil the surprise. So that should be a lot of fun. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. The story from drugpolicy.org, actually as submitted right to the front page of our website by Joe Maraca. And, of course, our website is interactive. It's brand new. We actually just redesigned it for 2015. So you can go there and submit show topics that you might want us to talk about on the radio. So this is currently in the third position from the top of the page. Drugpolicy.org writes, today in a 4-1 vote, and this was just a few days ago, Mexico's Supreme Court ruled the prohibition of the consumption and cultivation of marijuana for personal use is unconstitutional. The court determined that the prohibition of the consumption of marijuana and its cultivation for non-commercial ends violates the human right to the free development of one's personality. The landmark case could lead to the legalization of marijuana for recreational purposes if it is followed up with legislation.
Hannah, I have never heard of this freedom to develop one's personality. I would agree.
Sounds like the right of conscience to me.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere. I'm certainly, if you have a personality, it is your right to develop it. What else could it possibly be? But I can't imagine an American court saying, well, this young person needs to be able to develop his personality, and in order to do that, he must be able to smoke marijuana. I'm surprised at what I hear.
Well, that's not what the court said, but go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, I mean, there are some arguments along those lines that you can definitely make. For example, Jimi Hendrix would never have made, would never have made the music that he made if he didn't get high. The Doors would never have done what they did if they didn't get high, or the Grateful Dead. And so the question is, do you have a right then to die for your art? And more generally, the right to develop your personality might be a way of translating from Spanish, and remember this was translated in Spanish, basically, the right to be the person that you want to be might be how we put that in English. And an American court, if it was put that way, might well understand it, because, yeah, then it becomes very much the right to conscience. And one of the things that I'm attempting to do with the because the commandment of the Church of the Invisible Hand is to follow your conscience, so long as you don't violate the rights of others, one of the things that I think would happen if you happen to follow that religion is that that right to conscience would then exist under federal law as a religious right.
So the Church of the Invisible Hand is your project that you're working on, and what would you call it?
I would call it the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Invisible that's what Hand I called comes it. From Adam Smith's, economics work.
Basically the hand that we talk about is the invisible hand of nature, and Adam Smith was, I think, the first to use that metaphor, and he was writing about economics, but you can see the same sort of balancing effects of the hand in natural ecosystems that you see in markets. So Adam Smith's hand could also be said to be the hand of Darwin.
I love it. And you can actually learn more about that over at, is it invisiblehand.church?
Invisiblehand.church. And for now, just click on the /FB and it will take you to Facebook. But that site's under development.
Drugpolicy.org. Continuing here, this is a quote from Hannah Hetzner, the senior policy manager for the Americas at, manager of the Americas at the Drug Policy Alliance. She said, "This vote by Mexico's Supreme Court is extraordinary for two reasons. It is being argued on human rights grounds, and it is taking place in one of the countries that has suffered the most from the war on drugs."
Sure has.
She's saying that Uruguay became the first country to legalize marijuana. Canada is expected soon to follow suit, and medical marijuana initiatives are spreading throughout Latin America and the Caribbean, and marijuana is legal in a number of U.S. states. Now, with this landmark decision out of Mexico, it is clear that the Americas are leading the world in marijuana reform, which is a pleasant surprise, I guess, and kudos to the Mexican Supreme Court for making this decision. Of course, President or former Mexican President Vicente Fox ended up coming out against prohibition, of course, after he leaves the office.
Yeah. For prohibition after?
Against. Did I say for? I said
okay.
I
against. Against prohibition. Okay, I'm understanding. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he said for ending prohibition, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Anyway, Vicente Fox now on the right side of this particular issue, that is to end prohibition. Of course, these politicians always find it more feasible to say how they really feel about the issue once they've comfortably collected their pension and have retired from office.
Well, it's not just that. If you're a head of a non-American head of state and you're getting foreign aid from the United States, you also have to think about, are they going to take away my foreign aid or find ways to punish me?
Can't rock the boat.
If we legalize, because it was a big deal. And Mexico is an example of exactly what happens when you have laws of prohibition. You know, they turned it into a war zone. And, you know, a lot of countries have outlawed marijuana only because the United States demanded that they outlaw marijuana.
It's all going to come crumbling down at some point. Hopefully we'll see an acceleration of the death of marijuana laws in the United States. And I'm still hoping that even though New Hampshire, which is where we're doing the show from here tonight, where we all moved to as part of the Free State Project, which is a migration of libertarian types all going to one geographic area, which is New Hampshire, even though New Hampshire is currently behind the ball as far as the rest of New England is concerned, as far as marijuana decriminalization, right now New Hampshire hasn't had it, but all of the surrounding states have. Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, all three of them have decriminalized possession of less than an ounce of cannabis, and all of the states have medical programs. But it was New Hampshire's that's been dragging its feet the longest. They actually haven't even opened up any of the medical dispensaries yet, and the law passed in 2012. It's been almost 4 years.
And there's actually an activist now who is a cancer patient, and she is suing the state.
That's right.
For her basic human right to use marijuana, and I applaud her. And obviously she's saying for medical purposes.
Right. Well, she wants to get the card that she was promised to get by the state by a certain deadline, and then the state's missed its own deadlines. So who punishes the state when the state misses its own, you know, is breaking its own law, basically?
Well, we should.
Sorry, you both spoke at once. What?
As the only people who can possibly punish the state are the voters, you know, by...
Let's put it in jail.
That's what it does when
we break the laws.
Well,
right?
You can't put it in jail, but I wouldn't mind putting them in jail.
Well, that's because it...
They don't mind putting me in jail.
It's imaginary. And, it is an organization of people. I would agree with you that people that break the law, even if they're hiding behind the mantle of an organization, should be responsible for, the breaking of that law. If they don't want it to, don't want that to be an issue, stop enforcing the stupid law.
Yeah. Frankly, if they surrendered, I would give them a pass.
Our toll-free number tonight, 855-453, 855-450-3733. You share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Going back to the My Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I gave her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Mexico's Supreme Court ruling that you as an individual have the right to consume and to cultivate marijuana, at least for non-commercial purposes, they say, because to do otherwise, to prohibit you from having access to said plant, would violate your right of basically self-determination, your right of free development of one's personality. And you know the Supreme Court in the United States would probably do everything they possibly could to avoid hearing any kind of case that would ask the question of whether or not the prohibition on marijuana is constitutional. They do this stuff all the time where important issues will be brought in, will be, you know, brought toward the Supreme Court, but they don't even have to accept the cases.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, the easiest way to defeat it, the easiest strategy
to defeat prohibition?
On the federal level, is prohibition is based on Wickard versus Filburn. I believe those are the name. That's the right case. But it was a case in the during prohibition in which a man was fined, or I'm sorry, during the New Deal, in which a man was fined for growing wheat on his own land to feed to his own family. And the Supreme Court determined that he was engaged in interstate commerce and therefore subject to regulation by the federal government in doing that, because if he grew his own wheat, he wasn't buying wheat. And if he wasn't buying wheat, that would affect the market, and therefore it was within the reach of the federal government.
God.
And this was what turned the tide. Everything before that in the New Deal had been found unconstitutional. The New Deal was thrown out by the Supreme Court.
So by making a decision...
Importantly, FDR stacked the deck when it came to the Supreme Court by adding justices that he was...
He threatened to, and that was enough to make them cave. It was nine members before and after. It's always been nine members, but he threatened to add associate judges for each of the judges who was over something like 72 years of age, which was quite a number of them. And that was kind of his way, I think, of saying, hurry up and resign if you're old.
Well, I'll have to take a look on that. I thought that he had actually added them. So we'll go from there.
Okay, so this farmer was doing business within the state. He was not even doing business. He was growing crops for his own family's consumption. And the U.S. Supreme Court decided that because he wasn't buying his stuff from somewhere else, that was because he was doing his own thing on his own with his own family, that was somehow affecting interstate commerce, because otherwise he presumably would have bought from elsewhere. And so, therefore, they ruled against him.
Right. And it's a completely absurd decision, because his behavior was non-commercial in nature, and it was intrastate in scope.
Wow.
So there are two lies contained in, I mean, each of those words is a lie when it appears in that context. And when a California medical marijuana patient went to the Supreme Court and said, I have a right to, basically that the federal government has no jurisdiction or no authority to tell me what I can put in your body, they said, sure we can, because of Wickard v. Filburn.
Anything you do internally
when
is
you
a threat
buy, to- Well, not just that, but when you buy weed on the black market, that affects indirectly the prices of other things. So basically, they're saying that anything that affects the price of anything is within their purview, and any economist will tell you that all prices are connected. So it's just, it's the one decision, if anything, that should be reversed.
Wow. That is, and that was back in the 40s?
It was earlier than that. It was maybe, thinking 1937 for some reason, but I'd say don't quote me on it if I wasn't on the radio. But
I mean, I'd say 37 for the expansion of the court. I was reading this article in which you are completely right, including the 1937 date.
Oh, okay. I mean, that might be the date I was thinking of, but let's see when Wickard v. Filburn happened.
Okay.
That's got to be one of the most insane, on its face, court decisions I've ever heard about. I mean, if there's no, I think that's probably the best, one of the best examples of looking at these court decisions and seeing how these statist Supreme Court justices will do whatever they can do. They will wrangle the English language in the most ridiculous of manners just to justify the expansion of the state. No one could possibly look at this decision and say that it makes any sense whatsoever. No one except the most ardent, dyed-in-the-wool, state-worshipping person could possibly look at that and say, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. And that, to me, is one of the things. I mean, that was a huge brick in the wall for me becoming an anarchist, because I was a constitutionalist at one time. I really believe that if we just obeyed the Constitution, that, you know, everything was going to be all right. But then you see decisions like this, and you see that they lie, and that the sheep are too stupid and too ignorant to catch them at it. If they repeat the lie long enough, it becomes truth, like Hitler said.
It's Goebbels, wasn't it? Wasn't that Goebbels?
Propaganda guys. Under they're called sheep for a reason, because they're unable to defend themselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, when it comes down to it, if the Supreme Court makes a ruling and we, the people, don't like that ruling, what are we supposed to do about it? In this case, mm-hmm. Wicker versus Filburn that you're referring to, where mm-hmm. the Supreme Court just blatantly grabs power for the federal government away from state governments, just mm-hmm. blatantly violates everything the Constitution was about when it was written, in that case, 150 years before that. What do the people do? The people have the choice of storming Washington, D.C. and killing everybody who's in some mm-hmm. kind of Greek Revival building, or sucking it up and paying taxes.
No, those aren't the choices.
There's an in-between thing. If you look at the way these things happened in the Arab Spring, the way they happen frequently in Europe, if you put enough people in the street and you keep them there, the government will fall.
Yeah, Martin, it's a false
that's
choice.
That's what happened with Occupy.
It's a false choice. The government did not fall during Occupy.
Well,
but in
that case... Well, they were kind of attacking the wrong institution, and they really didn't know what they're doing. These people have to be angry at government, not begging for more of it.
Arab Spring isn't certainly about some kind of libertarian revolution. I mean,
absolutely not. It's just a matter of, once you get a certain number of people in the street, what are they going to do?
They could
machine gun you by the thousands, but then the internet, some other country is going to invade them.
It's all about the numbers. And so what you said there, Mark, is the common misconception that you hear a lot of times from people who try to justify violence is that, all we can do is just, wait long enough and then get violent with the state after they pushed us so far. And I disagree with that. I like the idea of occupying the streets, but also just plain old civil disobedience. I mean, just people not cooperating, not doing what these people say to do, not following the regulations, not following the diktats and the statutes. The toll-free number is 855-453 if you want to join us here. 855-450-3733. Jury nullification, that's another strategy.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with 4 stents. I was taking Nitro 2 or 3 times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here. Toll free number 855-453. 855-450-3733. The legalization of marijuana, how far around the corner is it? In some places, it's already happened. If you're on the West Coast and in Colorado, you're pretty much good to go on that front. You can join us here and also join us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you're online, you need to protect yourself, and ProXPN can help you with that. You go to proxpn.com. and you can get started there. They are a virtual private network, and they encrypt your online data before it gets to your internet service provider. ProXPN offers OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption, and they've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well. So whatever operating system you're on, they can help protect you from the prying and the spying. You go to ProXPN.com. They've got greater speed and security now with more servers than ever before. And ProXPN, this is super important, they do not keep logs of your activities whatsoever. You go to proxpn.com, use code FTL50, get 50% off the regular monthly price when you get the annual account with code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and 50 like 50% off at proxpn.com. Take back the privacy that is your right. As we go to Nahuel, calling from Chile on Skype. Hello, Nahuel.
It's Noel, but it's okay. You're not a native Spanish. First, I want to say I just love your show, and I love the Free State Project. But I'm calling you to ask you something different. I'm a Drupal developer. Yep. Drupal is this platform for building website that your website is built, and many other websites are built. And I'm part of the Chilean Drupal community, and we're putting together our first Drupal camp. But I want to ask you about your experience on the customer side. If you will talk how much money and time did you spend, and if you what did you like, what did you hate about it?
Okay, so you're referring to our brand new website, freetalklive.com, which any listener can go and check out. It sort of continues the older version of the site in that the original iteration of Free Talk Live before we went to the Drupal system was just a plain old website, just an HTML-based site where, you know, we kind of posted blog updates, but this is like before blogs. We posted updates about what was going on with the show. And then in 2010, we redesigned it with Drupal as the backing system to essentially have a voting aspect where listeners could vote, submit stories for possible show inclusion, and then vote up or down. That's changed a little bit over time, but it's still with us. And so we redesigned the site this year. I spent way more money than I want to admit to having spent on it, tens of thousands of dollars. And I'm pretty happy with it. I mean, I think the site works very, very well. I'm actually told that I got a better price than a lot of people who develop websites would charge for it. I know I was paying the guys that were doing the work about half of what their normal rate of pay is. So, you know, it's hard to feel good about spending tens of thousands of dollars on a website, which is what I did. So I don't feel great about it because I would prefer to not spend that kind of money on a site. But you really can't get a professional-looking site without having to spend, quite a bit of money. And we had some custom stuff. This wasn't just a out-of-the-box Drupal or whatever. It's not your standard, typical WordPress blog. So there was a lot of stuff that had to be sort of customized for Free Talk Live. I'm sure there are people out there who will look at the site and they'll say, oh, you spent way too much money. I could have done this for $10,000. It's already done now, so it is what it is. But I'm ultimately frustrated by Drupal just because I have a bunch of other websites that admittedly aren't as complicated as freetalklive.com. But those other websites are all WordPress, and I can do all of the development on my own for those sites, and I don't need to hire anyone else to do it. So I don't like having to hire people to do web design for me, but it's, you know, if it's out of my area of expertise, that's what I've got to do.
I mean, could you have implemented that system using WordPress?
I think I could have, but I probably would have needed to hire someone to do some custom work with WordPress as well. So maybe some PHP programming and things like that. So did I answer your question?
Sure.
I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure it was not a good idea moving the AMP system to WordPress. Because it's really complex what you're doing there, and yeah. I think you're charging the credit card by yourself.
Yeah, so there is. So you're talking about the AMP program. The AMP program is a way for Free Talk Live listeners to support the show. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. It helps us for $5 a month to invest into the show, to help us get on more radio stations. And the AMP program is, yeah, you're right. It's arguably the most complicated part of the Free Talk Live site. The AMP system on its own over the years has cost tens of thousands of dollars to develop. And I'm embarrassed to admit that, but it is what it is. And I have no base of comparison, right? I'm not a professional web designer. I've never bought any kind of professional web design services before, because before Free Talk Live, I did it all myself, and I still like to do it all myself. But you're right, the AMP system is completely kind of customized thing. There's some, you know, out-of-the-box packages that they use behind the scenes there, but, you know, it is what it is. So I hope that's answered your question without going too far afield of having a conversation that people listening who aren't web designers can actually understand what we're talking about here. I think maybe people listening would be surprised to know just how much money websites cost. I mean, it's, from what I understand, it's not uncommon for a professional company to spend $100,000 on a new website.
I've worked on websites that cost millions.
It's unbelievable.
You know, anything can be behind a website. It's not really the website, it's the engine that's expensive.
So overall, I wish I didn't have to use Drupal because it means I'm outside of my area of expertise, and I don't like having to bring in experts. You know, I like the rule, if you want something done right, do it yourself. But in this case, I don't have the time, nor do I have the interest in learning how to, you know, to code to this particular level. So I do have to hire folks to come in. And the guys who did the job are libertarians. They're fans of the show. They're longtime listeners and supporters of Free Talk Live.
And they worked half price for Bitcoin.
And they worked half price, and I did pay them with Bitcoin. Yeah, if I would have paid them in cash, I'd have paid twice as much. And so I got a better deal because I was willing to pay with Bitcoin. So overall, I'm happy with the site. That's all I'm concerned about is, do I get a site that works? Does it do what it's supposed to do? And it does. And it does it very, very well. So please, if you haven't yet, check out freetalklive.com. And Noel, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I got a suggestion for you, Ian. Check out the first chapter of The Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith. Just the first chapter. It
talks
about it.
Because I've attempted to put a dent in this book, and it is dense.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would be delighted to do a book club on it. It's a great read, and it was my introduction to economics, and I was lucky because I'd already read a lot of Shakespeare. So it was relatively easy for me to read, but he talks about a pin factory and how specialization of labor enables a group of men to make tens of thousands of pins in a day when one guy working alone would be hard-pressed to make
one
single pin in a day. So it's an exciting introduction to how capitalism works, or at least it was for me. It was like, wow, look at how this can magnify wealth.
The worst part about the cost of the website is justifying it, because the website itself doesn't generate revenue, right? Like, so Free Talk Live is a freemium show, meaning that we give away the product. The show is for free. You want to download an episode of Free Talk Live? You want to download 20 episodes? You want to download 2,000 episodes? It's all free over at freetalklive.com. So the site itself, by its nature, certainly isn't going to cover its costs with advertising. The banner ads on the site are I think almost 100% of the banner ads are sort of included in our radio advertising packages. It's just like, oh yeah, you get a banner too when you buy some radio ads. So it's just a labor of love more than anything else. And you know, if you're going to have a professional radio show, you've got to have a professional website. I wish it could have been $5,000 instead of as much as I spent, but it is what it is. If you want to help us cover some of the behind-the-scenes costs and help market and advertise and promote Free Talk Live, then join the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get some great perks, like access to the AMP-only Facebook group. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Catalonia is moving towards secession. It's been in the works for a while, and they've taken a major step in the right direction. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. As we mentioned, brand new website. And if you are looking to save some money, then I would recommend going to saveitpurse.com. You can save 20% easily on any of your purchases at Amazon. You could save 30, 40, 45%. We know people, Mark, you've saved 45%
yep.
on Amazon. One of our listeners mentioned the other day they saved 45%. I've saved 40%. If you're willing to be patient, then you can save even more than 20% over at saveitpurse.com. But 20% is the average. It's super easy to get that. Save at Purse, saveatpurse.com. Go there, get started. The only thing you need to know up front is you got to have Bitcoin to get these amazing prices. And it works. I've done it more than 24 times at this point. Saveatpurse.com. In fact, I canceled my Amazon Prime today.
Really?
Yeah, because everything I bought Amazon Prime in the very beginning of this year because I was impressed with Amazon Prime because a friend of mine, a couple of friends of mine had it. Just super fast shipping and all that.
I have
some benefits or whatever. But ever since then, I've been using saveitpurse.com. So I have no reason to use Amazon Prime at all. Canceled that. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts. Mike, listening in West Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich Paul, and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen. The fellow that was on talking about anarchy, I talked to these fellows about a month and a half ago, and at that time I mentioned that, of course, anarchy, the truest definition is self-governance. And, of course, if people like yourself and I and people like us have the ability to live a amongst ourselves and play nice. We can leave each other alone when we want to. We can work together when we want to. We don't need a father. We don't need someone governing us. So the epitome of what the founders, what they perceived would be the utopian society was literally an anarchist society where people just lived among themselves. There was virtually no government over the people. That was just to communicate with other nations strictly for the purpose of commerce. And it had nothing to do with what they're claiming as commerce today, which is everything. And I've learned something recently. Of course, you know, I've mentioned this. United States is, government is a corporation. It's on Ben and Brad Street. Every state and every city is a corporation. Once you learn this trick that you don't engage them in commerce, they lose jurisdiction. And, of course, this is proven out by all these foreigners coming into this country committing crimes, not that we need to commit crimes.
So I've heard this particular theory a number of times. There have been individuals who've called Free Talk Live and have made similar claims that all you have to do is somehow opt out and then they leave you alone. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you don't have a birth certificate, if you don't have a social security number, if you don't have anything that ties you to them, if you give them notice, then they lose jurisdiction. That's why all these people that are committing these crimes don't go to jail and prison. Because
oh, they go to jail and prison.
Yeah, that's not what you're talking about.
I spent 8.5 years in prison, and I can tell you there were plenty of illegal immigrants there.
Yeah, this is a ridiculous claim. The idea that the people who are moving to the United States, who are immigrating here, who, by the way, I consider to be heroes if they don't beg permission from bureaucrats, and I certainly would not denigrate them by calling them illegal.
Anybody who commits crimes isn't necessarily a hero, but I will point out that...
No, it's not a crime to come here
as
far as I'm concerned.
No, he's talking about the people who come here and then commit crimes,
right.
People that he encountered in prison.
The American Conservative magazine did a study based on ethnicity and found that people of Hispanic descent in their age bracket commit no more crimes than the average American. Actually, fewer than the average American.
But the idea that someone's coming here immigrating and then is sending some sort of notice to the government and letting them know, I do not have your social security number. I do not have your your paperwork. And I am out of your system. That stuff doesn't work. I've tried it before, and it doesn't work.
Well,
and if you haven't tried it in your real life, Mike, you've got no evidence that it works.
Actually, I do, and I can prove it to you. I was locked up. I was railroaded into prison myself for 7 years. MikeParsons.org, you can read all about it under the narrative. But the point is, there's not a single Amish or Mennonite or tribal Native American in prison unless they had a birth certificate. If they do not have a birth certificate, they don't put them in prison.
Well, the Amish and the Mennonites are a different case, and one of the things that I would like to do with the church is make it an opt-out system where we can basically get a piece of land and live in our own way like the Amish do and basically be left alone on religious grounds. Here's what I would invite you to do. Come to Keene, New Hampshire. We've got a proud tradition of civil disobedience here. So come to Keene, New Hampshire. Do a piece of activism that gets you arrested and show us how this works. We will come in. We'll film your trial so that you will have it recorded for posterity exactly what happened. That's probably the easiest way to demonstrate it.
Well, his excuse is that he's got a birth certificate, so they're going to run him. They're going to run him into jail, right?
Well, I'll tell you, as an engineer,
that's how they draw out the money through the Sescovy Trust. They're getting the money from the Sescovy Trust from your birth certificate. And without that,
it's a conspiracy theory. There's no evidence that you provided whatsoever that this is true. Just making the claim that they don't have Amish in prison, so therefore that means that there's those people with no birth certificates can't be locked up is ridiculous.
Well, we have read stories where Amish have been taken to trial and certainly threatened with prison. So, I mean, I would assume that the first step to prison is trial. Can they take Amish to trial?
They can if they submit. They have to give them the permission and basically.
See, Mark, by going to court and crossing the bar, you're giving them jurisdiction. You believe that one, Mike?
No. You basically tell them that you do not consent and you do not allow somebody to represent you. If you're represented, they call it representative.
Yeah, this is all courtroom conspiracy. You've wrapped up like five or six different courtroom conspiracy theories into one phone call, but you yourself have no actual experience with this, right?
Yes, I have. I have right now.
Where's your proof?
Reset my, Listen, sir, you want to call me, I'll give you the proof. My Parsons.
You're on the phone with me right now.
I've got.
You're saying the proof is on your website, MikeParsons.org?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Right now, so, I've had a trial reset three times because they can't get me to consent. They do
really?
Have the ability. Yes, sir. Three times, and they want me bad.
Well, how are you refusing to consent exactly when it comes to a trial?
Well, there's two things. Number one, I don't take an attorney, which is a trick twister, to represent me. If you cannot be represented,
I don't either. Okay. What's the next step?
Right now, I'm the live man. They're trying to represent me as a dead man.
Okay. What's the next step? You don't bring an attorney, then what?
I challenge them on the law. I said, provide me the law. They refuse to provide me the jurisdiction of the court and the law because it's admiralty, mm-hmm. and they're not going to admit it.
Okay. And then what happens?
Well, they're stuck. Because
you're standing there in the courtroom and you say, provide me with evidence of your jurisdiction, and they do what?
No, I don't ask for evidence. I ask, what jurisdiction are you under? What law? And the judge said, Google it.
I've got a
recording. He told me to come back in a month. I've been coming back in a month for the last 8 months.
Now, why do you keep coming back if you don't consent to their jurisdiction?
Because they can have me come back because I'm not on bond, but they can't put me through a trial until I consent.
Well, I really want to hear your audio, so it's over. You're saying audio from the court is over at MikeParsons.org? Because I will check it out.
No, I don't have that website.
I see. Yeah. You're one of those guys who has the evidence, but you're keeping it secret?
No.
Got the document.
Why don't you hire a kid who will probably work for, a bag of pot, and have him put your audio up on YouTube so you can actually call radio shows and point to the evidence that you have to prove your case?
I'd have to refer to you to get the pot, I guess, because I don't...
That's funny. Thanks for the call, Mike. And let us know if you ever get any proof. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
The reason this frustrates you so much, Ian, and it's obvious it does frustrate you, is because you essentially went to jail for attempting this crap. You said, I don't consent, and, a variety of other these notions that have been trotted out. And... I think he threatened you with 90 days in jail. You were
I was sentenced to 3 contempts of court, 30 days apiece.
3
plus 4 days for the actual violation that I was in court for.
So 94 days essentially, and you had to, basically go and beg for allocution. I think was the terminology in order to get out, and you'd spent 4 days in jail like that. So. I mean, it's not like these theories have no consequences if they
don't
work.
That's why I always suggest that these guys come to New Hampshire and show us how it's done.
We'll do all the hard work. We'll come into the court, record it, we'll put it online. You don't have to do any of that stuff. You can't use the excuse of, well, I don't know how YouTube works.
And if you can make it work, I will do everything I can to publicize.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to see someone do this crap and do it in a way that's duplicatable, because if you do it once and they boot your case out, that's cool. Try it again. Yeah. Let's keep trying it and make sure it works the second, third, fourth, and fifth times.
Yeah,
hold on. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.